Love, a word that comes and goes, but few people really know what it means to really love somebody. Love, though the tears may fade away, I'm so glad you'll always stay, 'cause I love you, and you've shown me, Jesus, what it really means to
loved ones. Welcome back to another episode of Georgia on My Mind. I am your host, Georgia Davis Baker. And if this is your first time tuning into this podcast, then I want to say thank you for hitting the play button. I really appreciate you. I want to take this time to invite you to go back and listen to some of my older episodes where you can get to know me a little bit better. But if you don't want to, as usual, you can hang out right here. For those people who are coming back to kick it with me, I definitely appreciate you. I want to say thank you for coming back to kick it with me. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Did you guys enjoy your Valentine's Day? My timeline was definitely filled with love. And most notably this year, it was a lot of self-love, which I thought was beautiful. So I noticed that with a lot of my single friends there wasn't a lot of, and not even like people who I personally know, you know, everybody on Facebook is your quote unquote friend, but even with just people who I know to be single, like they're, instead of, you know, oh, I'm wearing all black this year, you know, for Valentine's Day, this sucks, I don't have another Valentine, it was none of that woe is me type shit, right? It was a lot of, you know, I'm loving on me this year. You know, I'm taking myself out. I'm doing this for myself. And I'm, you know, loving on, you know, my children. I'm loving on my family. It was basically every, you know, all the things that I had mentioned in my last, you know, podcast about, you know, if you're not in a romantic relationship, love on those in your life who also mean something to you. It's not just necessarily about, you know, the romanticized part of it. And it just felt really good to see people changing that narrative, even when you're single on Valentine's Day. I mean, yeah, the capitalistic part about it is for men to go out and buy their wives or whoever, everybody just to go out and buy a bunch of, you know, like I said, pink and red items, you know, for Valentine's Day. And the idea is dope. But, you know, in my mind, it's just like, you know, every day should feel like Valentine's Day when you're, you know, when you're in that space. You know what I'm saying? Shouldn't just be February 14th, but that's with any holiday that seems to have a meaning behind it, right? Like, I kind of get annoyed around birthdays, right? And this is something just it pertains to me personally. I don't even really act out. It's just something like in the back of my mind, like deep in my subconscious. But when you wake up in the morning for your birthday, your whole, everything about you says today is my day, right? Now, some of you may not be like this, but I can just speak for myself. Everything about me says that today is my day. Now, the older I've gotten, the less self-centered I have become on my birthday. And I know some of y'all saying, what you mean less self-centered? It's your birthday. It's all about you. And I get that. However, I like to look at things on like a much broader scale. But anyway, when you wake up in the morning and you have that feeling like, man, it's all about me. I'm finna have a great day. You know, you already expect your phone to blow up from people calling you. I hope you have people in your life who call you. Facebook is definitely on their job about reminding everybody it's your birthday. So you're gonna feel that love from your timeline. You know, you might post a couple pictures about what you may be doing throughout your day, and you just feeling good. Everybody's sending you so much love for your birthday. Now, granted, some of it might be fake, but I mean, sometimes when people actually take the time to, you know, say happy birthday, and then they put a couple extra emojis, and then they go even further and put a gift. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe they care just a little, because those things can never replace actual human emotion. But, you know, sometimes the effort is noted. My point is, why you can't wake up the next day and feel the exact same energy. And I'm not saying that people don't, but I'm just saying we wouldn't get as excited about, you know, seemingly things that happen every year if we just kind of acted like that every day. And I mean, I know it's hard to. Life happens, things happen, and, you know, a birthday is a nice pause in the monotony of life. You know, holiday is a pause in the monotony of life. I get it. But, yeah. Let's just extend that to a random Tuesday in June. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying people don't, but it's just a reminder that, yo, like, we can feel like this all the time. We can be spreading positivity and love like that back and forth all the time. All the time. So anyway. So anyway, with that said, I hope you guys enjoyed your Valentine's Day. I hope you're enjoying today, whatever day that is you're listening to this. I'm going to tell you happy Valentine's Day, right? Happy Valentine's Day. No matter when you're listening to this, in whatever space or time it is, I hope you feel some love emitting from this, from my voice to you. You know what I'm saying? I sincerely do. So we're going to get into today's podcast, and let's start the show. Okay, loved ones, I have a special guest here who doesn't even know that I just pressed record. Honey, it's Valentine's Day. So let's reflect on our years of marriage. Don't pucker them lips up now. Mm-mm. You normally got a lot to say. So let's reflect like we normally do. You're my guest on my podcast for this week, okay?
Okay.
No, don't get shy. You do all that talking right before I just told you this was on. Relax.
Relax, breathe.
Yeah. So, how you doing today?
I'm doing.
Okay, we ain't finna go through these whack pleasantries here.
Okay, I'm doing fine.
Okay. So, here we are in our year four? Mm-hmm. You need to sit over here because the microphone's there. So, don't run away from me. Mm-hmm.
We're in our year four and going to year five.
What are you reflecting on in this year four of marriage?
Strength.
Okay, strength. One, you can't have one word answers on the podcast, baby. Can't do that.
Embracing the strength and perseverance we've had in these 4 years. It's not been easy from the beginning, but...
But this past year.
This past year.
What's some stuff that we've, conquered in your opinion?
Okay, well, we conquered... In my opinion, it's not an opinion, but it's a fact. Mm-hmm. We conquered getting our space back to ourselves, getting my mother to move out.
Oh, true that.
We have the house to ourselves, mm-hmm, completely. Mm-hmm. No dog, no mom, just us and our little Amen. Children plants.
Mm-hmm. Did you say our children plants?
Yes, I said.
Yes, yes, my baby daddy. You better know it. You better know my plant baby daddy. Keep going.
Children plants, evolving, getting to know each other better on a higher level, emotional level.
I'd agree.
Unlocking the change that's been probably needed to be unlocked, but was impossible to unlock because we had an audience.
Oh, very true. Very true. It is hard to kind of just function with, one too many people in the house.
It's being comfortable being each other's self.
So how would you say that you've evolved personally over the last year within our relationship?
Within the last year in our relationship, I've evolved by being more outspoken about the way I feel, mm-hmm, speaking my truths.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example that we can share with people? Nothing too personal, but... Or, I don't care. It could be personal, whatever.
Proclaiming, not proclaiming my life back in a sense, not to be afraid to be a voice, mm-hmm, and And sometimes really saying something, even with family members, that even though it used to be for me to take the back seat and be like, okay, I'll help you, but now it's more like I'm like thinking about myself and realize and putting in perspective about.
Baby, you're losing me. You're losing me a little bit.
Okay, just being happy with self. Okay, there you
go. Okay, so anything you want to ask me? This is a conversation.
Conversation. What have you seen? You grown over this last year?
Hmm.
Where have you seen our growth over the last year?
You and I have. Where have we gone? We've definitely upped our communication. I think being in therapy has helped that a lot. You and I understand each other's triggers a whole lot more. So that has, understanding what those are, you know, it has kind of eliminated a lot of the silly arguments that we have. Mm-hmm. And it makes it a lot easier to be, you know, be kind of, to coexist, you know, because it was hard. Like you said, when moms-in-law was here, you know, I think there was an equal part of both of us that we were holding back from each other. We couldn't necessarily be completely free with one another because there was another body or, you know, person here in the house. And so, you know, when that was finally out of our environment, it was like starting all over from just getting married, except 3.5-4 years in.
Yeah, I think we had the reverse role of most couples instead. Most couples start off honeymooning first 2 or 3 years. Not that we weren't honeymooning, but it started off, you know, with the goo goo gaga, heads over heels in love.
Oh, yeah.
And over the threshold, when we had actual challenges, you know, we deal with my mom having a stroke,
mm-hmm.
Changing the avenues of what was going to happen when she was supposed to be getting ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That put a hold me. Actually nursing her back
mm-hmm.
to health. That took a different experience for myself and with you, because even though you wanted to help, your help was helpful, but not that kind of help.
It wasn't received.
It wasn't received.
Yeah, it true. Wasn't received.
You know, we've grown in a sense of, I want to say that my family is more accepting of you right now. Compared to the beginning, it's still coming. It's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
But like I say, you know, nothing you come together with is going to be peaches and cream.
Oh, it is fine.
And is fine. Even though we don't have children,
our goddaughter is a good seat filler. Our goddaughter
is a godsend.
A great seat filler.
A seat filler. I know I see myself at first, I was just kind of being real. Passive about it, and you can't do nothing more because she's such a bundle of joy that just,
you know what, I just want to, I'm gonna just hit a hard left here and just say, you know what, I don't think anybody should ever use the term I slept like a baby. The reason why I say that is because normally people, when they say I slept like a baby, they mean they slept all through the night, they rested. Babies don't sleep like that. If you sleep like a baby, that means you tossed and turned, you cried, you hollered, you got up, you ate, and you probably peed on yourself. So don't say that you sleep like a baby, that you slept like a baby, because you didn't. You slept like a full-grown, potty-trained, already teething adult.
I agree. I wouldn't use that term myself. I think
sleep the most like peaceful sleep. Who came up with that?
I don't know. Somebody came with that acronym with it, but I just think, personally, that kind of sleep for me wouldn't be like a baby. But be sleeping like a man who was still a bachelor and coming home with an empty house.
Where's this going?
And no disturbances and just sleep. Okay. Nobody coming in, waking the brother
well,
up.
Well, I mean, that's not sleep. As cute as sleeping like a baby. I've never heard nobody say I sleep like a bachelor.
Well,
it
sounds better than sleeping like a baby. You know, it's just being realistic.
Oh,
you have
God.
A peaceful sleep.
This is true. I didn't mean to deviate from that, but I just thought about that, because don't nobody sleep like a baby. No functioning adult sleeps like a baby, unless, you know, they pee in the bed. I just want to say that.
Well, some do. You know, you got adults that have adult diapers.
Baby, I'm not. It's a joke. It's serious, but okay. It's a joke.
It's a joke. Ha ha.
Anyway, so normally every year you and I almost prophetically speak into our oncoming year. So I think that first year we got married, was that okay? The first year we got married, I remember I got my new car. I got my new car, and then earlier that year, I think it was probably in January sometime, it got broken into.
Correct.
And I remember when we were coming back upstairs, I was like, oh, this year about to be lit. And it was, but it was lit between you and I, because I don't know how we made it through that first year. You know what I used to sing and dedicate to you? How did you get here? No, it wasn't that sing. Oh, it was the other song. It was not that song. It was the one by, She Married to the Basketball Player.
To Tamia.
Yeah, it was, there's a stranger in my house. I didn't know who you were. Oh, God, I didn't know who you were. But, you know, you didn't know who I was equally. We were still getting to know each other because we didn't live together before we got married.
Yeah.
We did not live together.
We were like caterpillars growing together and blossoming.
Oh, you're so poetic. At the same time. You're so beautiful. Okay. So that was the first year. And then the second year, what happened? What did we speak into that second year?
Second year, so long ago.
Not that long ago. We only in year four. Even though 2020 did feel like 5 years.
2020 felt like 20 years.
But no, okay, so what did we speak? We spoke something into our second year.
Second year, I think it was related to, was it spiritual growth?
No, that wasn't that. So I can't remember what the second year was, but I'm sure we went through it. And then, but the third year was, we said we're going to get on the same page financially. And that's when we finally, you know, opened up our joint.
Oh, communication.
Okay, so the second year was communication. Okay, yes. So we tried to work on that. I don't know how well that actually, it did work, but not as well as it's been doing since we've been in therapy. I'll say that.
Well, that was the second year was the opening of learning about our communication, where we were and where we needed to grow.
Okay. I'll give you that. So the second year was about communication. We worked on that year. It got a little bit better, but, you know, still had some work to do.
Yeah.
And then the third year is when we worked on the financial part. And then we opened up for our third anniversary. We went to the bank and we opened up a joint account.
Right. Because that second year, I remember I said I would do everything. I said it before, but I said I'm going to do everything I can possible. My initiative is to grow every year of this relationship. And I think in that second year, that's where I really was looking at entertaining the facts of seeing a counselor. I was trying to discover.
That's true.
Looking, but I didn't find anyone until 2019.
Okay, that's true. That is very true. You keep going back to year two, but you're recalling. It's okay.
Just recalling.
So we did that in our second year. Our third year, we got a joint account. And then last year, we want to work on growing together spiritually.
Yes, we want to grow on spiritual growth.
And I believe that happened.
It did happen. I really pressed myself to be better at myself as a spiritual leader in the household. Started with myself personally, getting more into the Word of God and praying, and started more into praying with each other and to actually get into devotional and just kind of speaking that light into our marriage.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, as well as me, I was really receptive to everything. And you allow me to be free in my expression of my faith as far as all the different ways that I, you know, practice my faith as far as praying or meditating or, you know, allowing myself to flow through these paintings, because I honestly feel like that'd be God through me. You look at that wall over there. And, like, I look at some of that and can't believe I did it. But definitely, I think us praying together every morning when I'm sitting there at work, that has helped us grow together spiritually. And I can see where we have definitely grown spiritually. Now, I don't know if this year we have spoken anything. Oh, yes, we have. But we can't. I don't want to say it just yet because I don't want to jinx it. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say it. But things are going in the right direction towards that. And once everything comes to fruition, because I'm a little superstitious about it, I don't want to say anything about it and quote unquote jinx it. So I'm not going to say anything. But I will say we are in line to speak some other things into existence this year as well. And I'm excited. You excited?
I'm very excited.
I am too. You ready to live the rest of your life with me?
Hey, I've been invested in it this far, so.
I know. How do you continue to put up with me?
And I'm because a marriage is like, I won't say it's like a business, but it's a business life partnership. So it's like it takes two investors to invest.
Yeah, but people quit jobs every day.
Yeah.
People quit jobs every day, B.
Yeah, but this is a job. It's a lifetime investment. So you don't quit a lifetime investment. You just change the way you approach it.
Hey, all right. Well, you know what I'm saying. Can I get a raise?
You always get a raise every year.
You know what? First of all, don't shut me down like that. And I'm talking about can I get a raise? Like, can you leave some change in your pocket when I'm instead of leaving lint and paper towel when I'm washing? Could you leave a couple dollars in there for a sister?
Sure, I do my best to make sure I leave you some sentiments.
No, leave me a Jackson. Leave me a Lincoln.
Some money that crinkle, not the one that jingle.
You don't even leave me the part that jingle. You leave paper towel. You leave gloves. What else? You pens.
Okay, guilty. I do work in a.
I don't care where you work. All I'm saying is leave me some change. Cause I need a raise.
Okay, I can get a raise.
I need a raise.
Okay, I can do that.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Love you.
Love you.
Hey, loved ones. That is going to wrap up another episode of the Georgia On My Mind podcast. I want to send a very special thank you to my husband for being a guest on the show, even though he was kind of thrust into it. I kind of wanted it that way because I didn't want to give him too much time to think about it. I just wanted him to be himself. And as quirky and as awkward as that may have been for him, you got to see how he and I kind of go back and forth with one another. And it was very genuine. However, I was really aware of myself and, you know, I was in my mind a lot knowing that he and I are having a conversation about some of the personal things that go on in our life with the world. So that making me a little bit nervous kind of made my, awkwardness or quirkiness come out a little bit, and it showed up in ways like me being a little bit louder than him or probably interrupting or rushing him. That was more so my nerves. Gonna probably have him on the show a little bit more because it's just fun to have dialogue with other people. I don't mind talking to you guys myself. I can, but sometimes he's a hoot. And so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's my funny Valentine. Yeah, he and I are really, really different, but we are also the same, if that makes sense. And I'll get into that in another podcast, but if I could list out all the ways that he and I are like perfect opposites, it's scary. It is really, really not even scary. It's pretty incredible how we linked up and how we are just, you know, we just fit, even though we are so different. I'm sure you could tell. Anywho, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. I'm going to get out of here because I got to get back to other things that I'm doing. So I'm going to leave you with some unsolicited advice. Wait, before I go there, I knew I was forgetting something. If you guys want to send in a listener letter or a question about some advice or anything you want to ask me, possibly even maybe now my husband, send your emails to onmymindpod@gmail.com. You can reach me also on Instagram at Georgia On My Mind. There is no I in the word mind, so it's just Georgia. All of it is one word. So Georgia On My Mind, but there's no I. So it's MND. And that's on Instagram. You can also find me at Georgia On My Mind on Twitter. I don't frequent Twitter that often, but every now and then I might drop a line. But I'm always on Instagram. So you can find me there. You can send an email. Or if you're on Anchor, you can definitely leave me a voicemail message and we may play it on the show. So with that being said, guys, I'm going to ask you to pray, talk to God, meditate, and let Him talk to you. Spread positivity and love everywhere you go, in any way you can, and take care of one another because we are all we got, all right? Take care, loved ones.